Now, Margaret Mills is back, and this week, Margaret, I think you're going to be talking about Merrymead House in Brentwood.
Yeah, Merrymead House, just off of Sawyer's Hall Lane. Beautiful house from the outside and inside. Very much open and accessible to the public. Lots of classes and courses and conferences go on there, administered by Brentwood Council. There's also a cafe on the premises that you can visit. And wonderful house inside. How many people that have actually been there know that it was architect designed, built in 1912 for a man who was extremely wealthy, but a not very well-known name, a man called Robert Horne Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robert Horne Payne and his wife Alice Horne Payne engaged an architect called Hugo Bird to design the house. Don't know a great deal about Hugo Bird, but I'd guess that this house was probably one of his masterpieces, generally reckoned by architects to be a fine example of a just prior to the First World War house, country house, and particularly well known inside for the quality of its joinery, the staircases, the banisters, or the woodwork generally. Beautiful house. The Horne Paynes were tremendously wealthy. Robert Horne Payne had made his money as a contractor building railroads in Canada. He'd made an absolute fortune, decided he wanted this house built in the Brentwood area. It's said that prior to moving in to Merrymead House, he'd been living in the Hermitage at Brentwood a time, but decided he wanted to be in the same area, but to have a bigger house with landscape grounds. And that's exactly what he got. Inside the house, as much as it was, some alterations, but still mainly as it would be recognisable to Robert and Alice. And if you look up at the guttering while you're wandering around the outside of the house and the park, you may be able to spot RHP and AHP engraved on the guttering. So Robert and Alice are immortalised, not only in the house, but in the guttering. Robert Horne Payne was a fanatical cricket fan, loved cricket. So we can see from the location of the house what the attraction might be, right next to the cricket ground.
All right.
And it's said that Horne Payne was a regular visitor to the cricket ground and really wanted a house that, as well as a beautiful house and garden, would be a house that he could still see the cricket field from his own garden.
And when did he die?
Well, the Horne Paynes, I believe, Mrs. Horne Payne died first, and the house was taken over by the council sometime in the 1940s, 1950s, when so many houses, country houses, went out of private ownership, sadly.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. Where are you off to next week then?
Well, next week I'm going to be talking about the Devil's Handprint at Steeple.
Oh, crikey. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.